now, he is the Illinois Treasurer. Michael Frerichs is with us. And, Mike, you've got the iCash program, which has been, the Treasurer's Office has had this for decades now, where there is at least, what would you say? What's the total amount of unclaimed property that you think you have?
I'd say about $3
billion. $3
billion. In a time of pandemic, when people are losing their jobs and they're at home with time on their hands, we just hope that they would go to our website and claim money that belongs to them.
It's really good of you to say that like that. I don't know that. I think I'd be taking that $3 bucks right now. If I were the governor, this is why you would never want to elect me the governor. If I were the governor, I'd just steal that $3 bucks and put it right toward whatever the hell I needed to pay for at that moment. PPE or whatever. I don't even know.
Well, there is no doubt that there are a lot of expenses right now for state government, whether it be PPE, overtime hours, or it can help plug some of those decreasing revenues coming into the state.
Yeah.
You know, when you shut down your restaurants and your bars, your restaurant tax, your sales taxes decline pretty precipitously.
How absolutely scary is it? Before we get to the rest of this, I just want to ask you a treasurer question here. I mean, this is a really, really tough moment, no matter how we break it down, right? We all understand the pandemic piece. We all understand all the things that are happening. But now, you know, the rubber's hitting the road here with the money. And, you're starting to see this stuff add up after a couple of months, and especially since, you know, the tax revenues of April 15th didn't come in. What do you do there? I mean, how scary is that for you guys?
Very. And you're going to see the legislature coming back sporadically over the next few weeks. They're going to come back, I think, in waves because they don't want to have too many people gathered in one place at one time. But they've been having Zoom meetings, and they are aware of increased costs related to the pandemic and decreased revenues. And that's going to be very difficult. And I think some people have been talking about their wish lists, and I understand they have been told there is not money for your wish list. It is going to be some difficult times. Our state budget had been precarious before, and it's just had a big hole blown in the side of it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, there'll be plenty of time to deal with that. And right now, we're still worrying about people getting sick. But on the other side of that, there's going to be a lot of other pain. We talk about the economic pain. And it's one thing to open up the businesses and get them open up for the business sake. It's also for the state's sake. It's for there's a lot of good reasons to try to get them open. But as we've been asking people, once they're open, would you even end up going? I mean, that becomes its own thing.
You can let a restaurant open, but if people are scared to go out, if they're scared of contracting this virus, it's not going to do an awful lot of good for the business owners. And so at the Treasurer's Office, we have created a loan program to help provide a bridge for those businesses that were once profitable, have every expectation they will be profitable again, but need some help getting over those troubled waters. And then for those individuals, we are pushing our unclaimed property program again, just trying to get some money into their hands because we know that a lot of people could use it.
Okay, so tell me about that. So where do people go to try to find their unclaimed property?
They can go to illinoistreasurer.gov. You can click on unclaimed property or iCash. There's a simple database there. You put your name and address in. If you have a very common name like Ray Smith, you might want to put every address you've lived at in the state of Illinois, checking. If you have a very uncommon name, just quite frankly, sometimes I put my last name in. There aren't that many Frerichses around the state. Mm-hmm. It's a way to see if I have money, if my family member has money. Or people who might be distant relatives I wasn't even aware of who pop up in the database around the state.
Well, that's interesting, too, because I've done that before because my mom's not really great on the Internet. And I think that's putting it really mildly. It seems that this you find things. I mean, especially if people, the older the people get, the more likely they are to have things, whether it's lost checks or maybe that they had stocks. There's a dividend or they sold something or, along the way, there are things there. So but you have a program that is splitting the searches into greater than and less than $500. Is that right?
Well, so we always try to help people understand if it was less than $10, if it was more than 10, but less than 100 or over 100. We do that because some people don't want to bother to claim their unclaimed property if it's relatively small. But what we did is made it easier. So in the past, everyone had to download a form, fill it out, get it notarized, mail that in to us. For some people, they said it's just too much of a hassle. So we have a program called Fast Track, which allows you to go on our website, to just put your Social Security number in there. We'll do a LexisNexis search, and if we can verify that you live at that address, we will mail you a check. But because we had to send up a lot of our employees to work home remotely, we had basically an executive order. I said we increased that amount from $500 to $2,000. And since we sent our employees home, we have returned over $28 million to Illinois residents throughout the state. That breaks down to about 26,000 claims, and about 18,000 of them have been through the fast-track process, which meant that they didn't have to mail anything to us.
Okay. All right, this is very interesting because not only am I getting the money that I just looked on the website, I got two things under $100, but then a bunch of other people who have a similar name, I'm finding out what they have too. Am I supposed to be able to find out what they have too? I don't know.
Well, you can find out their range. You can't find out what exactly they have. We won't tell you on our website where the money comes from or exactly how much money it is, because if we told on the website that someone had a property for $25,000, it would encourage identity thieves to go out there and set up a profile.
I would imagine.
For $105, it's not really worth their time or efforts. That's why we just list if we have property over $100.
Got it. All right, let's get to the phone, 312-981-7200. We've got the treasurer of the state of Illinois, Mike Frericks, on with us. Roz, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My kids had some stock that was from McDonald's that got turned over to your accounts, and that was back in February we found that out, and they have since, they're all adults, submitted the correct information and put all that in. When it stocks, does it come back to you and the owner, or does it go back to the company as it's been issued?
Well, we'll send it back to the owner. You can send it back to the company who was managing that stock. But if it hasn't gotten back to you yet, in mid-March, we had an employee diagnosed with COVID-19. We sent all employees to work from home. And so anything involving paper documentation is taking us a little longer to process than something we can do if it's just electronic.
All right.
But if you leave your contact information with Rose Producer, I think we'll follow up, get that, and we'll follow up and make sure we get that to you. I don't want to take anything over the air, but if you can leave with them off air,
If we could just lead with your Social Security number, Roz, that would really be helpful. All right, hold on one second. We'll put you on with Jeff, and he'll help you out. All right. Pat, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Pat.
My question is, I found something of my grandfather's in the unclaimed data, in the unclaimed properties. When I talked to my mother about it, who's very much alive, she says, oh, it's just a photograph. She refuses to send in to get this photograph. I'm the family genealogist. I really want to know what this photograph is. Is there anything you can do to help me?
Well, how do we know it's a photograph?
This is what mother claims it is. And she's not even going to bother sending anything in to get this.
Okay.
So I don't know about this specific one, but generally we will get photographs or things like that if we left something in a safe deposit box. And I'm guessing that if your parents had a safe deposit box, they put something in there more than just one photograph. So it's possible there's a photograph, but if that's true, then there are probably other things as well, because that's how we get personal items that come in. And in those cases, you want to claim them relatively soon, because we'll hold on to them for about 10 years. If no one claims after 10 years, we will auction off personal artifacts except for military medals.
Okay. Treasurer Mike Frericks, thank you very much. And it's the website, once again, is IllinoisTreasurer.gov, and then it's iCash, right? I-C-A-S-H.
Yep, I-C-A-S-H. You can check there for unclaimed property for yourself or find information about our small business COVID-19 relief program as well.
I'll be talking with the
Small Business Advocacy Council tomorrow about that on a conference call.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.